The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And may the words of the Holy Gospel take root and grow in our hearts. Brothers and sisters, what are you living for? Are you living for your next paycheck? As soon as that comes, you well know by now that it goes. Are you living for your next vacation? As soon as a vacation starts, next thing you know, you blink and it's over. Are you living for your 15 minutes of fame? Because as soon as you are broadcasted, I can assure you, you will too be forgotten. What are you living for? If you are living for anything or something like the above things that I mentioned, then you are not, as St. Paul tells us in the second reading, living for God in Christ Jesus. All some people are worried about are what others think of them. What does my neighbor say about me? What do my kids think about me? Well, not my kids, your kids. What their spouse thinks of, your spouse thinks of you. No. If you're living for these things, then you are not, as St. Paul tells us in our second reading, living for God in Christ Jesus. Jesus too speaks of persons like this in the gospel, saying, "Whoever loves someone or something more than me is not worthy of me." Brothers and sisters, it's time, it's always time to clean up and do a spiritual inventory of our lives. Is there anything that we place before God? Is there anyone that we place before God in our lives? Jesus tells us in the gospel again, whoever finds his life will lose it. But because when we truly find and realize what life is, we will want to lose it for the sake of God, for heaven's sake. You know, one of the strictest religious orders in the church, it's a community called the Carthusians. They were founded almost 1,000 years ago, I think, by Saint Bruno in the mountains in France. And I've heard stories. I love reading about them. And I've heard stories and read stories about men who enter this community after they lived a life, or after they were doctors, they were professionals. One was even a famous soccer player in Portugal. They left everything behind and entered the walls of this monastery, never to go out again, because they found life, you know, they were at their peak in their careers. And once they were at that peak, they realized there has to be more to life than this. And so they leave everything behind. They find their life, they lose their life, and they enter a monastery to be alone with God. We are called to find and lose ourselves in God. And in doing so, brothers and sisters, we ourselves become prophets. And it is only by our trust in God alone that we can truly be empowered for our prophetic mission. Our trust in God, not in people and in things, but in God. Our mission as a prophet is to call everyone into a relationship with God, with a God who continues to love us in being, to call everyone onto the path of holiness that is Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. But we cannot give what we do not have. How can we bring Jesus to others or others to Jesus if we have a better relationship with our cell phones and our computers? If that be the case, then we'd better run off to Best Buy and become a salesperson there. We must continuously take a spiritual inventory of our lives. We must not find our dignity and the dignity of any other human person in any other place, but by the mere fact that we are all created and loved by God. And we must build on this as the foundation of our prophetic role. Because how can we find ourselves if we are covered in layers of things the world, society, and we ourselves have covered ourselves with? We and the voices around us tell us that we have to be rich, we have to look good, we have to drive a nice car, we have to be productive and useful, we have to own the latest iPhone and computer. Only then, according to the world, are we dignified when we talk the talk and we walk the walk. But this is not the message of the gospel. This is not of Christ. This is the message of a consumeristic world that wants to consume even us. The other day, I had a very sad experience. I received a call in the late evening, and I was asked to come over and bless the house where a 21-year-old had committed suicide. Brothers and sisters, suicide is the highest. There's a very high rate of suicide amongst teenagers, because sometimes, we were told this at the youth conference earlier this year, because sometimes teenagers face a wall and they think that that's the end, but it's not. When we, brothers and sisters, are attached to things and peoples, we will never be able to surpass walls that we face, because we will never be good enough, because we will always have something to play catch up with. We have to catch up with the latest trends and fads. We have to catch up with other people. But if we realize that we are with God, what more do we need? And we will be able to surpass not only walls, but mountains too. Yesterday, Father Ed and I were at lunch, and he shared with me one of his favorite ways of prayer. He says, "I like to sit in the dark." I'm like, "What?" But after he explained to me this process of prayer that he likes to pray in, it made perfect sense. He likes to go into the dark, maybe I think in his closet, and sit there alone with God. No voices telling you to be something that you are not. Nothing else but God and yourself alone. And there, he removes layers, the layers, the layers, layers that are not him. And he becomes naked before God. Not physically, thank God. And that is what we have to do. In order to truly live our prophetic call, brothers and sisters, we must remove these layers that society, the world, and we have covered ourselves with, and reclaim that identity that is ours, the purest identity that is ours, as children, as daughters and sons of a God who loves us so much. And it is only when we realize this will we find and lose our lives and become great prophets. Let me leave you with words from St. Teresa of Avila, words that can help us live our role as prophets. St. Teresa says in her famous bookmark, "Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God alone is changeless. Patience gains everything. The one who has God wants nothing. God alone suffices." If we would only realize and live these words, brothers and sisters, oh, what a better world our world would be. Amen.